goes down and things get real. Better remember who kept it true. Better let them know how you feel.
Thank you for tuning in to The Curesters, the podcast that takes on a variety of topics from pop culture to everyday life. I'm Chantel C. You can call me CC, and I'm joined by my partner in organizing, Denise. Hi, Denise.
Hello.
We've been gone a minute. You remember how this works?
A little bit. I have an idea.
So we missed a lot of good stuff, and we're not going to be able to cover it all today. But just this week, so much has happened that I wanted to start there. First of all, we're going to begin the first section talking about fuckboys. And the king of fuckboys is, of course, Chris Brown.
Really?
Yes. So Kalani Parrish, who goes by Kalani, she's an R&B singer-songwriter. For those people who watch America's Got Talent, they might remember her little teen pop group, Pop Life. They were finalists on the show. She apparently, allegedly, don't know, attempted suicide just this week due to some things that's been going on in her private life, presumably. She's 20 years old, and she was dating, you know, fuckboys, of course. And that's what they do to you. They drive you into the ground, and there's no point to come back to it. So apparently, you know, just the run of it, she was dating one dude. His name is Party Next Door, who's a self-proclaimed rapper. And they broke up.
The alleged rapper.
Yeah, self-proclaimed. Like, you know. They broke up, and she got with Kyrie Irving, who is a basketball player for, I believe, the Cleveland Cavaliers, if I'm not mistaken. Is that possible? You know, so athletes, rappers. Fuck boys. Her and Kyrie break up. She gets back with Party Next Door, who she says is like the love of her first love. It's like the love of her life. And fuck boy Party Next Door then posts a photo on Instagram of the two of them holding hands in bed with the caption, quote, "After all her shenanigans, I got the R&B singer back in my bed," end quote.
Why?
Like,
that's the kind of dudes you date when you're 20, yo.
Okay. Yes, granted. That's why I started with her age, because she's 20, right? She's 20. But, you know, we can unpack just that statement all day, but that's not what we're here to do. So apparently, you know, the rumors started running that she got back with Party Next Door before really ending things with Kyrie Irving. Like, that was the assumption, for whatever reason. Who the fuck cares? Kalani apparently tried to commit suicide. It was a failed attempt. You know, she's been wrapped in love by some good people like Nick Cannon. And Chris Brown feels the need to voice his concern and said, basically, there's no attempting suicide. Stop flexing for the Instagram, for the gram. Thank you, Chris. Thank you for letting us know that you can't attempt suicide.
Right, right. But meanwhile, everybody needs to lay off him when he in rehab. How about that? There's no attempting to get off drugs. You either on drugs or you off drugs, Chris. He's a hot mess, you know? I mean, like, this is it. You know, they don't see this woman as a human being. And whether she did it for, you know, shits and giggles, or whether she did it and she meant it, I don't really think that even people that say they making jokes are making jokes when they start talking about suicide. There's just some things you don't joke about. I think, yeah. Chris is always outing himself. Just when people want to start him
and forget about 2009.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, he made a new hit, so people forget real easy. And yeah, then he's like, oh, I suck at everything. And then people are like, okay, I don't even know what your daughter looks like no more. The cute baby was making us blind to the nonsense. Chris is a mess.
But, you know, Kalani, who identifies as mixed heritage, Black, White, Native American, Hispanic, is 20 years old. So there was an article that was posted on For Harriet that was flawed from the beginning to the end, but did try to bring up some points about Black women not receiving any type of love and respect from Black men.
Right.
So obviously my first problem is, why is this article that's supposed to be about Kalani actually about Black men? But anyway, let's just start there.
Well, I think the issue is that, like, I don't know, 90% of the women that I have known that date men, Black women that date men, have been in a similar situation. About 90. I think maybe higher, but I haven't gotten that close to those women yet. So you feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, the fact that this is like an omnipresent sort of thing that happens if you're dating Black men is a problem. I mean, look at this. Iggy even going through it. Let's be real, yo. She's going through it.
But the interesting part, okay, so for those of you who might not know, the LA Lakers, D'Angelo Russell, secretly recorded his teammate, Nick Young, who is supposedly Iggy Azalea's fiance. He records old boy talking about cheating on Iggy with a 19-year-old. When the two finally come to discuss this in public at like a little press conference, there's no mention of Iggy. Nope. They talk about, we got to handle this like men, you know, we friends, we got to get through this. There is no mention of the person who's been cheated on, who is the fiance.
Right. This whole week was just a wonderful display of toxic masculinity, right? Like, if you supposedly love the R&B singer, why the hell are the thing that you're going to highlight is that you got her back in your bed?
Right.
That's what you're going to highlight?
You can hold hands. Why it got to be the sexualized? And first of all, after her shenanigan, I have no accountability of the way I might have contributed to the ending of the relationship. It's just after her shenanigans.
She probably 9 hoes in, and she just dated one dude. So, I mean, that was the toxic masculinity. And then this whole thing, of course, it's a young boy that did it because he's probably being cute. He's just out of high school. Was it Russell that did the the taping? And he knew all the rules. He may not have a career. I mean, this is serious for him.
It is serious.
He no longer have a career, because if you go against the rules of toxic masculinity, even as a man, you know, your ass is grass. So, yeah, it's a sad situation all around. How much you want to bet Iggy going to stay with
him? Iggy has been played over and over again. Iggy bought, first of all, why are you buying a dude who plays for the LA Lakers a car? I don't know. You're not even really making money for real. So, okay. But, you know, she bought Nick Young a car. Pictures were posted of Nick with other mistresses in the car. She stayed with him.
She too deep in. I know the story. I know the story too well. She too deep in. She in it. You know what I mean? She gonna have to go full, like, you know, and she already racist, so she gonna probably like put on a hood when she get out that relationship. She gonna be like, can I get my role?
Wow.
Like, what the fuck? Done.
No, I don't think so. Someone who tries to play with a little Atlanta accent.
No, I'm just saying, you know, in terms of her embitterment, and then on top of that, all of this. I mean, It's rough. It's rough out there. You know, being a lone white girl with no black girlfriends.
None who would be in her ear telling her to go.
Yes. I had a white girlfriend like that. I had to be like, you are not allowed to have another black boyfriend until I screen this motherfucker. Like, this is too much. I don't know the ways and the means.
What's going on with the black dudes? And like, is what's happening? Like, what is the belief here? What's this masculinity about? We gotta, like, I supposedly love old girl, but I'm gonna throw her under the bus, or I'm gonna leave her sexualized, or I'm gonna blame her for it all, or I'm gonna claim she didn't actually try to commit suicide, whatever. Like, where does that model even come from? Because all these people have mamas and aunties and cousins, right? Sisters.
Well, happened to Chris Brown's mama, so that's what his model is, you know. How he grew up, you know, his mom's getting banged around on Tuesday morning, and on Tuesday night she's making dinner. That was his mom. This idea that we were the mules, you know, we're pack mules, we could take everything, and then the next day be loving on and protesting for and doing everything for these black men who are so, you know, endangered species. That's basically what has been happening in our community. I mean, that's why, you know, when Obama decided to have his initiative, it was all about black boys.
Right. But he's been called on that by the one and only, my major academic crush, Kimberly Crenshaw. He's been called on that. And he has tried to correct it to a certain extent. Right. With that, My Brother's Keepers, Kimberly Crenshaw launched her whole thing, Black Girls Matter, Her Dream Deferred, Say Her Name. So there has been, you know, there has been some movement. He has tried to correct that. Michelle Obama, the first lady, has her projects that are dedicated to girls in education and so forth. But, you know, that's not keeping the thing. What's crazy about it, Chris Brown, of all people, is talking about his chick, Karrueche, how he loved her 1 minute and then is threatening her the next and saying that she's cheating and doing all these things, all the while making music talking about these hoes ain't loyal. The double standard.
Getting her girlfriend pregnant during their relationship.
during their relationship.
So it's like he's a king of the double standard. And so is, was it Nick?
Nick Young.
And Nick Young was the self-proclaimed mentor to these young boys. Right. He has said he was the mentor. And him and the other kid in the Cleveland
Irving. Okay, so for those who don't know, Denise doesn't know sports at all.
What? they were accused of sexual harassment.
Irving's been accused of sexual harassment
with Nick together. Yeah, that went under the radar. They're clearly out there behaving badly, and that's so much a part of their identity. I don't even think they know who they would be if part of their identity was not about affirming their superiority over women. So yeah, and there's so many women that, you know, they just want the smash, or you know, they want a piece of the action or whatever. So they can play that game all day long. You know, they're going to be looking like Bobby Brown in a minute. I mean, come on. Stop.
Leave Bobby alone. He's been trying to get his life turned around.
Really? Bobby is not alone. I'm talking about Bobby alone.
I said leave Bobby alone. I didn't say he was alone.
I will never leave Bobby. Never. Never forget. All right? Bobby Brown, the godfather.
Fuckboys. Definitely. I'm going to give him that title.
Bill Cosby, the grandfather of the fuckboys. All right? It's layers to this shit, okay?
Ooh.
Sherry Shepherd's husband is the fertility counselor. It's
so many.
Puppetry.
So many of them. Oh, goodness.
Ooh, there's so many of them.
You brought them all out.
You want Eric Benet? You want that?
Oh, we're not talking about Eric. I might have to
He's a sex counselor.
Can't stand Eric. I was done with him. Done with him. Way back when. I got one album. I need to burn that shit. Done.
Oh, God. He's the sex counselor of the fuckboy.
He's the sex counselor. Oh, goodness. Okay. Well, in other news, Miss Whoopi Goldberg making waves.
Yes. Do it, Whoopi.
Making waves. So yeah. She did. I mean, I'm going to give Whoopi some credit, right? She did say she's not going to defend Bill Cosby anymore. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And she went in on Trump.
She went in on Trump. She sure did. She went in on Trump.
And she sounded spiritual on his ass. He was like, Ben, the two of us, it look no more. But please. She's like, no.
Our listeners who don't watch The View are very very confused right now what's happening. But no, so Whoopi has launched a medical marijuana product targeted at menstrual cramps. I was like, okay, Whoopi, that's good. It's only, you know, going to be in California for now. And Whoopi has long been like open about the fact that she uses marijuana for other things that she has. So always in a medical, you know, let's say always for medical use. She doesn't like to smoke it, blah, 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 blah. So she's doing this. It's a joint venture that she's doing with this chick named Maya, who is one of the largest businesswomen in cannabis.
Yeah, black woman.
Maya?
Is she? No.
No. You know, this is the whole point of why I'm doing this part.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Maya Elizabeth.
I forgot it was Whoopi Goldberg.
There we go. Yeah. Yeah, Maya Elizabeth, from any picture I've ever seen, is not of that hue. So, cannabis business women. I love it, right? This is a new thing, whatever. We all know the issue. Well, maybe we all don't know the issue. My issue with this is there are a lot of people profiting from cannabis these days while a lot of people are still behind bars. And no one's talking about that. Like, no one's talking about the many, many, many sentences of the many, many black people who got caught with a gram.
And they're in jail for it. Meanwhile, they use it at less rates than white people do. But white people aren't surveilled.
Right.
So, yeah, they can do what they want.
So it's like, do I give her a plus on this because she's doing like the business thing and she's doing it specifically for women? Because she did say like a lot of people weren't willing to touch the subject. Now, you know, granted, even you get funny when I talk about period panties, but
stop it. Okay. You only get your period because you're not pure. Okay? You weren't running around in Africa bleeding all over the place. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay. But, you know, so Whoopi was like, why should women be forced to, like, take medication all the time? This is something that happens every month. It's affecting 50% of the world population and so on and so forth. All great things. But then she goes and like teams up with Maya Elizabeth, which I guess from a business standpoint probably makes sense. But I have to wonder, like, why, Whoopi? Why not do it yourself or bring some community members into it who could profit?
You know, I don't think Whoopi got any business sense. Whoopi is not Oprah. Because let's think on it. Let's think on it for a minute. Whoopi had so many contacts and so many entrees. Why Whoopi ain't got no studio? You remember back in the day when Whoopi tried to produce a movie that her daughter's friends were involved with and she got shafted?
Mm-mm, I don't even remember that.
Her money.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah. She had agreed contractually to be a part of it. And she was just like, this is the most horrible thing I was ever a part of. And, you know, do you understand what I mean? Whoopi, there's some people, they're like, I do this thing.
Uh-huh.
I ball or I rap or I act. They don't know what a spreadsheet is. They can't even control V in Excel. You understand what I'm saying? They need to stay in their lane. Whoopi is staying in her lane.
True.
Not an activist. She's not too much of a businesswoman. She can sign a contract and understand maybe terms and stuff, I'm sure.
Of course.
I'm sure she's been in a business so long. But I don't see her as an entrepreneur.
Well,
it's a shame.
It is a shame.
I would love it if everyone could, you know, look. I would love it if everyone could be Tyler Perry. For real.
I don't know if I love everyone that.
Could, in the sense of like, he took whatever 4 grams of talent he had and he was like, enterprise the shit. Do it. Capitalize on every ounce of it.
Well, someone who is capitalizing, her name is Beyonce. She dropped her clothing line, mm-hmm. Ivy Park, with a, have you seen the commercial yet?
I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, so I just really need for Beyonce to not speak on stuff. I need for her to sing it or to let someone else read the words.
Wow, you are a hater. You are a Bay hater.
Well acknowledged.
Wow.
Still accepting recruits.
I'm going to need to stick the beehive on you. You full of...
Oh, they're going to find me eventually. But no, seriously. So, you know, the... not feeling the commercial. That's all right. But that's mostly because she's talking. But why did the founder, the racist founder, Lululemon, decide... Well, maybe it wasn't him because he's actually stepped down. He's not a part of the company. But Lululemon tweeted, right?
You know he ain't run no fucking Twitter.
You never know.
Well,
you
what we need
know.
For you to do is... tweet some shit. Several times a day, CEO Lemon.
Lululemon, they've now deleted this week because the beehive came for them quick. But Lululemon thought after Ivy Park dropped, so it's athletic, sportswear, whatever. They tweeted something about what's the expression when you like copying is the greatest form of flattery. Yeah, they tweeted some nonsense like that. Like they were the first ones to invest athletic sportswear.
Mm-hmm.
That tweet has now been deleted. And they were actually responding to people who were calling them out individually saying, yes, we recognize what we did wrong there. And we apologize.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess you're right. I guess it's good to see a Black woman doing a thing and whatever.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Mm.
She grew her talent. There's so many videos of Bay singing back in the day, and you know she came up with it. She definitely has the best voice coach.
Oh, she has an excellent voice coach. She probably has several.
Uh huh. And so I mean, like she's doing her thing, and she's growing as an artist. So I'm all for it.
Well, Ivy Park, there you go. In our second segment, this is going to feel very personal. So. The second segment, what?
You need some Whoopi marijuana?
No, I need one of Oprah's tissues and her shoulder to cry on. So the reason I want to talk about the second segment is something because of something that happened to me this week while riding the tube, which is the subway in London.
I don't even know this story, y'all. Go.
It's Monday. Monday was still an Easter Monday, so it was a bank holiday here. But a lot of people were back to work, and I'm making my way to a very special place. I'm going to the London Buddha Center to get my little meditation on. And the subway.
Go downtown, be spiritual. Go ahead.
Okay. And it's packed. And there are these poles that are strategically placed in the tube, in the wagon, so that you can hold on when you have to stand. And I get on to the tube, and there's a dude who's got like his whole back on the pole. not unusual, but normally you move when you recognize that things are getting crowded. So I gently, you know, tapped him and was like, hey, you know, I'm standing behind you. Could I ask you to maybe not lean on the pole anymore? He ignored me. Of course, once the tube starts, you know, gets up to full acceleration, he's smashing my hand. So I push his back, which is when he decides to start cursing me out and threatening me. Shut the fuck up, you stupid. Da-da-da-da-da. Everybody just sitting around chilling. They're even kids. Nobody's concerned about this dude cursing me out. Uh-huh. So at some point I was like, look, I was being cool. I'm like, I'm on the way to meditation. I got to be mindful.
I ain't there yet, though.
I got to be mindful even on the way.
No.
So old dude is like, I was like, you know, this is public transportation. Maybe you're not familiar with how this works, but when you want to be considerate to other people, blah, 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 blah. He's like, if you don't shut the fuck up, doesn't complete the sentence. So this is where the other side of me that I try to keep tucked away in the shadows.
Snap, you about to cop to see.
Comes out. I'm like, if I don't shut up, what? You know, I'm going in at this point. I'm not at 100% volume. I'm still keeping it chill because there are kids. And he's like, you'll see. And I'm in his face at this point. I'm like, well, show me. I'm ready. Show me. He's not ready, though. He hadn't expected that. He gets off at the next stop. Instead of like taking the convenient route, which would not have been to go past me, he goes past me to then mutter something about my being a stupid bitch under his breath. And I was like, yes, keep muttering your way out of the tube. You not about that life, but I'm ready. So, you know, but it's just amazing to me that everybody's just sitting around like this shit is not happening. The English are like, I am not a part of this.
They y'all. Was in Narnia.
Y'all do you.
They was in the cupboard, boo-boo.
Crazy. Like, and so my thing is, I'm from the South, and I have seen dudes get smacked down just for threatening a woman. Like, what did you say? Boom. Done. Mm-hmm. And then this video surfaces about this Black woman who confronts a white dude. It's in an all-Black space. I didn't peep where it was. I need to maybe go back and look. It's in an all-Black space. She confronts him because he has locks. I feel her on that.
I don't know if I want to call those locks.
Okay, well, you know, faux locks, wannabe locks, whatever you want to call white folk locks. I don't know. That, yes, all of that. She confronts him and he
public health hazard on his. He straight up was a hazard to himself in those rooms.
Why? Because the light was the hazard.
Well, it was what was happening. It was matted.
It was a bird's nest. I don't know.
It was a mess.
So she confronts him and from what I could see, you know, unfortunately, the clip is only like 47 seconds long. From what I can see, she's trying to have a conversation with him and he's trying to get all crunk from the jump. What you got? Yo, is your people's? Why is your culture? Why I can't do what I want to do? Are you from Egypt? Did you know they have locks in Egypt? My understanding
was that she was trying to calm him down. And sometimes when you're trying to calm somebody down, you do put your hands on him. She didn't hit him.
She didn't hit him.
Do you know what I mean? So people acting like, oh my God.
She went too far. No. You know what? She going too far is even bothering to have this conversation with this dude.
Right, right. She should have just been like, bye. That's why you can't engage white people. That's why I, you know, Shad Sojourner posted a wonderful little reminder on his Facebook recently. Like, it is not our job to educate white people. Not our job. And this is why. Because if shit gets uncomfortable for them, which it will, and anyone is going to be judged about the interaction, it's going to be us, because our job is supposed to continue to make white people comfortable. Mm. And she clearly was not invested in that in that moment. So that's her heart. That's her largest crime right there. And he went on to talk with ABC and them, calling people color. Did you go and he's like a parody of a white person with dreadlocks. He's like so good. Like,
oh my gosh. Like,
he was like, I'm going to take this whole method acting.
Why does he need to be interviewed? Nothing happened to him.
He's a victim. He's of racist. Reverse racism.
Reverse racism. Okay.
So, yeah, you know, white people and their feelings worth more than us in our lives. So we know that.
Well, it's just like the white dude, the white Howard University, HBCU. The white dude who starts the hashtag Black women are gorgeous.
And then you look at his old Twitter and it's like nigga, nigga.
Nigga, nigga, nigga.
Nigga, 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 nigga.
Nigga.
Nigga, nigga. I'm like, do you write anything else? It's like he wakes up on a Tuesday morning. Nigga, 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 nigga.
Nigga, nigga. And like the most recent one that used the N-word was from last year. And when confronted about his tweets, he was like, I have changed.
Of course he did.
I'm going through a process of growth. It's only April, bruh. Like, what are you talking about right now? So like my thing is, why, again, in the media, why is this woman being like portrayed as aggressive because she tried to talk to him? Why did no one feel that they needed to get involved with a white dude who's cussing me out and threatening me? Why does the white dude who loves black women, which is not unusual, why does he get a pass? And he did get a pass from quite a few people, not all of them, but quite a few people. Like, what's that about? What is that about?
About white supremacy, yo. It's a small thing. Maybe. That's about white supremacy. That's how that works. You know, the rules are different for them than they are.
So I don't deserve defending because I'm black. I'm a black woman who's strong and who could probably defend herself.
You bet to learn karate. Here's what, you know, I am the fuckboy whisperer. Like, you know, counsel so many on how to rid their lives and vaginas of fuckboys. Mm-hmm. And the way, you know, what I always tell people is like, you know, because people will take it personally. When someone you love, you know, basically does you this dirty, you know, you take it personally. You end up, you know, maybe feeling like you're on the brink of suicide, definitely feeling like very low, feeling very horrible because mm-hmm. you feel like it's somehow about you and about your worth. And what I tell black women all the time is that this isn't about you in the sense of like, it's not a personal affront to who you are. This is about how society is structured and set up. Mm-hmm. And within the way that society is structured and set up, our safety net is only each other. Unfortunately, our safety net is each other. And our safety net, to a certain extent, have to be ourselves. So when I say you better learn karate, it's half joke, half serious. You know, everybody out here may not know, but Miss Cece got guns. I'm the kind on the biceps and the grip is firm. I would not test it too much. I have done a little bit of playful pushing around. I was like, oh, whoa. I don't, you know, I mean, not to say, you know, you out here, you know, needing to be fighting grown men or anything. But clearly, you know, we need to cultivate strategies and methods to make it clear that we are not fuckwittable. Because people will fuck with us and no one will protect us. And that's what's up.
That's what's up. And in our third segment. Now, you had 2 weeks to prepare. Tell me what you're excited about, what you're looking forward to.
Preparing about things I'm excited about. Third segment, I think we should do a Vizio. I think we should get on the video phone, because we're going to be in person doing the Queer Truth podcast because I'm coming to London town.
What?
All right. That's what's up. I'm coming there. I'm about to meet the queen.
No, you about to meet the stud. That's what you about
to
meet.
Oh, God. So let me tell y'all something about me. I'm a wonderful, I just pride myself on holiness and righteousness.
Okay.
And CC be bringing me to a place of sin, debauchery. So tell the public what you have invited me to.
Proudly. Yes. There is a strippers event going on the night that you arrive, and we will be there.
Oh, my goodness.
With stud strippers.
Got a work situation.
Stud strippers.
I like to sleep at 9. Telling me, come and make sure you got singles. I ain't even gonna have pounds. I'm gonna have single pounds.
You
been throwing coins at bitches?
No, you buy dollars. You turn in the pounds for dollars at the venue.
Wait. They got American dollars?
Yes.
That's crazy. That's right, because I was like, I'll just be throwing coins.
You've apparently never gone stripping in Germany or Austria either. What is wrong with you? It's all coins. It's all over Europe. That you turn into coins for dollars.
Okay.
Why are you so slow?
I'm super slow. Okay. So she going to get American dollars.
Mm-hmm. She going to get them.
Good thing the dollar strong right now.
She needs, she ain't getting no dollar from me unless she turns tricks. She need to pick me up, have me do splits. I need to feel something moving throughout my body.
That's a lot of a dollar. I'm just saying.
She's a stud stripper. Twerking ain't gonna do it. She a stud stripper. Twerking ain't gonna have it. Mm-mm. I need to see a lot more happen. Mm-hmm. She needs to take me to my happy place.
This is not Atlanta. Okay? I am going to be there with my Gideon Bible and my holy water.
Oh my gosh.
Hoping to save some souls.
Look, that is why I sent you the ticket ahead of time. Because if you even try that, I promise I will, I will separate from you. I will enter the venue and I will not act like I know you.
My crucifix gonna be covering my whole body and shit. Watch.
It's not going down.
Stay safe.
We're not doing that.
You're not doing that?
Nope.
You ain't gonna be rescuing souls in a strip club with me. Okay.
I do a different type of rescue. I'll rescue some souls now. Hey.
Okay.
You know what it's about.
Let me tell you something right now. When you are a non-single person and you go out with your single friends, just get used to loneliness. Just be like, this is the sound. Go sit in the corner and meditate and such shit. Cause you just no friendship time.
What?
But,
when has that ever been? Look, let me not.
What's up, Google Kitty? You can't speak.
I just remembered a few things, so I thought I would.
Right. Cause you know, back.
I get it. There's some receipts. There's even pictures. So let's. We're not going to talk about that anymore. What else are you looking forward to?
What else am I looking forward to? So I have a Vienna Black Movie Club.
Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow night, we are going to be watching Half of the Yellow Sun.
Because you don't love yourself?
You know, I don't. It's going to be a lot of feelings, ain't it? I haven't read the reviews. I don't know what I'm walking into right now. I just got to do what Netflix gives me. I don't know. What's happening? What's up with this movie?
It's a lot of feels. Bring it clean up. Make sure you're not around white people, you know, anytime.
It's the Vienna Black Movie Club.
I'm just saying, you know, you got to get home. You got to live the next day.
Oh, damn, for real? It's going to take me like a Hotel Rwanda had me. I was in the aisle. I saw it in the movie theater. I went in the aisle and fell out. Like, oh, take me now, Lord. It was an ugly cry. I was glad it was dark in the movie theater. Hotel Rwanda had me like crying out my pores. It was horrible.
So what's this queer LGBT folk thing you was talking about though?
Talking about queer LGBT folk.
Limitless Africans.
Limitless. I want to give a shout out to Limitless. Limitless is a photography project and they are documenting LGBTQ Africans. And they're specifically looking for LGBTQ Africans in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So the founder of this project has contacted us through our Tumblr. And yes. And so I was saying I'm definitely giving it a shout out and I am putting it out to Black people in Vienna and the Women of Color group here, and my little movie group. Everybody will know about Limitless. So hopefully we can, you know, get some people that are LGBTQ in Europe to have their picture taken in a very beautiful way. These pictures are absolutely stunning.
Oh, that's lovely. So it's what? LimitlessAfricans.com? Is that correct?
LimitlessAfricans.com. Correct.
Well, since I never get asked, other than being very excited about your coming and all of the shenanigans that will include, I'm also super excited because I launched one of my projects this week. Oya Body Mind Spirit Retreats. Website is just oyaretreats.com. And I have put a great team together and we're going to be hosting and delivering high quality retreats in yoga, meditation, and movement for Black women and women of color. And by launching this retreat, discovered all kinds of Black women and women of color doing yoga, teaching yoga, and doing a damn thing on Instagram and Twitter. So check it out. If you're a Black woman of color, if you're in the UK, currently in the UK, we're going to go abroad next year. But if you're in the UK and you're looking for a place of sisterhood where you can practice in peace and not have to look at skinny flexibility with one. Okay, I'm going to stop. But if you know, if you're looking for sisterhood and good food and people who look and feel like you, check us out. And also tonight, I'm hosting with my Black Girl Women's Group. I'm hosting a meetup. We're going to something called BMZ Exhibition, which is an exhibition of. Now, funny story. They call it an exhibition on Black non-binary women. I don't know what that means. I know what non-binary means.
We going there?
I don't know what...
Are we going to go there is what I'm asking.
Okay. So, but I'm going to that and I'm looking forward to it. Because a lot of new artists are going to be showcased. It's going to be an exhibition and DJs. So yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. So look at us. Full of blackness all around.
Black. Black, y'all. And I'm black, y'all.
And I'm black, y'all.
Right.
Well, that's all for this week. If you would like to keep up with us, you can follow us on Twitter at Queer Truth. We'd love to hear your thoughts on some of the things we've discussed today, so feel free to get at us. Until next time, peace out.